We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
NFL Sunday.
NFL Sunday is brought to you by
Ketch's Law Group, the personal injury pros at ketcheslaw.com.
The New England Recovery Center in Westboro, Mass.
Zuti, build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit Zuti.com for details.
And the New England Kubota Tractor Dealers.
This hour of NFL Sunday brought to you by Eagle Bank.
Time now for NFL Sunday, broadcasting from the best yet private brand studio.
With Super Bowl champions Christian Fourier and Jermaine Wiggins, alongside Andy Gresh and Rich Keefe.
NFL Sunday is brought to you by
Ketch's Law Group, the personal injury pros at ketcheslaw.com. The New England Recovery Center in Westboro, Mass. Zuti, build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit Zuti.com for details. And the New England Kubota Tractor Dealers.
NFL Sunday
with Fourier, Wiggy, Gresh, and Keith on
WEEI. We will get you ready for a complete week 5 in the National Football League in mere moments as we go around the NFL. We'll get you the update from what is going on. Spitzball Cheerio over in London. The Patriots inactive list. Jalen Mills out. Devin Asiasi out. Shaq Mason, Sean Wade, Ronnie Perkins, J.J. Taylor. You also had Trent Brown put on IR, and you have two other offensive linemen on the COVID list. There's your NFL injury update sponsored by Ketch's Law Group with offices across New England. Ketch's Law Group has won over $1 billion for their injured clients since 1986. At Ketch's, you pay nothing unless they win. Injured? Get a free legal evaluation at ketcheslaw.com or call 508-321-7000. Foyer is back as we get ready to go around the National Football League. Your Zoom is frozen there for you.
I know. I'm gonna reset it.
All right. Thank you very much. let's get the latest from London. I was gonna throw it to somebody who could do the good English accent. But
hello, mate. Cheerio.
Good day.
Spot of tea. Governor.
Bloody hell, Harry.
Yeah, half of everybody just sounded like a crocodile hunter. Now
took the lift. Yes. No, I took the lift up.
I need to go to the loo.
No, good one, Sean.
The Falcons have a 2017 lead over the New York Jets with 6:55 to go in the fourth quarter. The Falcons are scoreless in the second half.
Yeah, it was a good first half for them. No Calvin Ridley, a personal matter. He's not there. But Kyle Pitts, the rookie out of Florida, 7 catches, 76 yards, and a touchdown.
Finally.
Yeah, you're finally getting
finally
something going.
Finally showed all work. Like he
it
was,
had to be this day.
He was supposed to be the change
game breaker.
What the tight end position
that's
looked
right.
like.
He has revolutionized the position.
Yeah, well
it's been quiet. But ooh, both teams 1-3.
Remember, the revolution takes a long time.
Yes, it does. Doesn't happen overnight.
Of all of the references for you to drop, yeah. I did not envision that. All right, Shimey, let's crank it up. Let's go around the National Football League, the Miami Dolphins. Miami has the Dolphins, the greatest football team. That is the worst song. They stole it from the Houston Texans.
I thought they stole it from the San Diego Chargers.
No.
No, that's San Diego.
Yeah. Super Chargers. Yeah, very different. I think Don Coryell actually created that. Okay. His family is still getting money for it. One of the 1 o'clock games today, the Miami Dolphins at 1-3 are heading to Tampa to take on Tom Brady and the 3-1 Buccaneers. Jacoby Brissett starting for the Dolphins, and he loves Brady.
I think just watching him and seeing his level of professionalism, you know, his love for the game, his attention to detail, you know, everything that he brought, you know, to being a quarterback and setting the standard of a quarterback.
So, obviously, former teammates.
Yep.
Brissett had a couple of starts the year that Brady was suspended. I think Brady is so pissed that he didn't throw a touchdown last week against the Patriots that he is going to light up the Miami Dolphins today.
Twig, you feeling that too?
Yeah, but isn't this one of the games we're picking later?
Yes, we are picking this one later.
I want to save my juicy nuggets for that.
If you want to save your juicy nuggets, go ahead.
Ooh, but I do agree.
It's a big spread on this one too.
Yeah. You know what?
Big spread.
It is up to Tampa minus 11 on the Sportsbook Rhode Island app.
11.
He definitely is upset he didn't throw any touchdowns, especially on his return to Foxborough.
That's correct.
But he was also emotionally just kind of jaded. I feel like he was just
letdown day.
I have your letdown game for you.
Okay,
I do have your letdown game. Yeah,
let me know.
I don't like that.
I'm sorry.
We can't
I don't know how to fix
yet.
My video. It's not working.
I don't like that.
It's
a radio. We're on radio. Nobody cares.
I like to see you full. Yeah, I don't like. I can't see you no more.
I just hear
weird.
Your voice. It's very strange.
Talking to the God box.
Yeah. Staying in the AFC East, the Sunday night game sees the Buffalo Bills rolling into Kansas City to take on the Chiefs. But to Josh Allen, this is nothing more than another week.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's week five, you know. I would assume that they're thinking the same thing. Everybody wants to make this big deal about the AFC Championship rematch, and I get that's what it is, but it's a new year. And, you know, this team's different than last year, and their team's different than last year.
Kansas City, 3-point favorites at home.
Another game that we'll pick. My question is this. As a Patriots fan, they are 1-3.
Yep.
Who are you rooting for? The Bills are 3-1. The Chiefs are surprisingly 2-2. I think we all assume both will make the playoffs, but are you rooting for the Bills to lose to be 3-2, or would you love to see the Chiefs be 2-3? Then you could have the same record as the Chiefs at the end of the day.
I think you want the Chiefs to lose because that's the closest team to you to catch.
Okay, and you're probably not going to catch the Bills anyway.
Yeah, it's going to be extremely difficult.
See, I just think about this game and go, wow, remember the days when this was a big game for the Patriots and like you were excited about playing Kansas City and like this is the precursor to the AFC Championship game, and it's got a lot of attention, and everybody's paying attention to it, and it's awesome. And you're like, God, I hope I can beat the Texans. Like, oh my God,
does this have a chance to be?
Oh my God, how the mighty have fallen.
Andrew Catalan doing the game today or whatever? Does this have a chance to be the next great quarterback rivalry in the AFC? Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes.
Wow.
If Josh Allen if he can do what he did last year.
Well, you know what? Maybe Justin Herbert.
Yeah, I
feel like
that one.
That may be a little bit. That's like old school Brady Manning. Like Justin Herbert's proved like he's going to be here for a while.
Yeah.
So there are actually a couple good little battles that you could look forward to for the next like 10 years.
Yeah, definitely.
How about the Cincinnati Bengals, who are now the Bengals at 3-1, hosting the 3-1 Green Bay Packers? Aaron Rodgers on the new Cincinnati.
Is, you know, 3-1. So they're obviously playing with a lot more confidence and believing they can and should be winning games. They obviously have a first pick quarterback, and we're going to have to match whatever they put up.
Bengals are getting 2.5 at home, but was that a load of hogwash, Wiggy, from Aaron Rodgers?
No, I like this one here.
You believe in Cincinnati?
Cincinnati, Joe Burrow is playing well. They got a lot.
He can spin it.
And I like that kid, Jamar Chase.
Yeah, they got three receivers who are good. I think T. Higgins is back, right? I think he came back after missing last week. Joe Mixon is active. That was one of the guys that we were looking at for this week. Good offense. And Jair Alexander out for the Packers. He's a great corner. So I think Burrow can have a pretty big afternoon.
I think my big question for you with Cincinnati is, can they learn to win? And I know that they like hit a level of winning with the prior coaching staff, but we knew that Marvin Lewis was never going to get them further than maybe a divisional round. But is Cincinnati building it to the point to where here against a true big boy in Green Bay that they're going to be able to close it out, or against Green Bay, excuse me, in Cincinnati, that they're actually going to show they know how to win?
Yeah, you know, that is going to be interesting to kind of pay attention. It's all based on the quarterback, and, you know, for, and they'll, obviously the defense will get set up, but you got a young guy going against an old guy. And Aaron Rodgers obviously has figured things out since the 3 points he scored in that first game. Now they're averaging 30 points per game. He's got 8 touchdowns and 0 picks. So it's like, okay, so he's back. And Joe Burrow obviously wants to be back and be the guy. So can they build a winning culture? Of course they can. Who was it? Was it Palmer? It wasn't Jordan Palmer.
Carson Palmer.
Carson Palmer was the last guy I remember being there before Andy Dalton. And then he gets that crazy knee injury. And then they're never really the same. And that's when you thought, Gresh, okay, there's the winning culture. Like, it's that because of him. And he gets hurt in that playoff game. And they never even won a playoff game.
The Denver Broncos go across the country to take on the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers are catching 1.5 at home against the Broncos today. Is this the game where we find out that either, I mean, what do we find out? That maybe the Broncos aren't that good, or that the Steelers still have some fight left in them?
Yeah, I think the Steelers, I mean, they desperately need this one because of the start that they're off to. But I don't think they're very good. And right. I'm not sold on Denver either. I think they've had a pretty easy start schedule-wise. And I think that kind of continues today. I think they have a good chance in this one.
And this does nothing for Denver if they win, because a lot of people are like, you beat another crappy team.
You buying Denver?
Just add another win to the column.
Yeah, it's another win to the column, but it's from a crappy team, so it's still too hard to buy Denver, because the team that they played that was worth anything was Baltimore, and they lost that game. So I think this game here, you got to wait till their next big opponent.
And their division is so good. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody's good in that division. Mm-hmm. Like, all of them.
You didn't expect Denver to be in the mix, though.
No, I don't. And that's why I say, just, you know, get as many wins as you can, because how much of a lead do you need to be relevant at the end of the season? Like, do you need a 6-win lead if you know Kansas City is chasing you? Like, I would say, I don't know if that's enough.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, I heard you guys talking right before I left about the Raiders and what's going to happen there. That'll be interesting to watch, too.
We will get to the Raiders coming up, but Cleveland is at the Los Angeles Chargers. And Brandon Staley talking about Cleveland quarterback Baker Mayfield.
He can really make plays outside the rhythm and timing of the play. But then, you know, he can really play within the offense, too. He can play from the pocket. He's really good on the keeper play pass game. You know, I just think that this guy is an outstanding player.
Brandon Staley, a first-year head coach who hasn't stepped on his tail just yet. By the way, from the DeGenerati standpoint, it is the Chargers minus 2.5 at home against a Cleveland team led by Baker Mayfield, where Wiggs, apparently Mayfield's got a cranky shoulder, a partially torn labrum.
Well, another game for San Diego, for the Chargers.
I got you.
For the Chargers to go, we are a legit team. Because I think we all agree that Cleveland is a good football team.
Yes.
Their defense is legit.
Yeah.
Right? So if you're the Chargers, you already proven, we beat the Raiders, we beat the Chiefs. Now we're just going to beat another good football team. This just solidifies the Chargers to the rest of the league and, you know, the rest of the world and people that watch the great game of the NFL that they are for real.
If it wasn't for Buffalo, Kansas City, this would be the game of the weekend in my mind. I think both of these teams are good. I think both have young coaches that seem like they know what they're doing after replacing guys that were terrible, right? I think the previous Chargers and Browns head coaches was one of the reasons why they couldn't get out of their own way. Now they both seem like they have a quarterback. They both seem like they have a head coach. They got playmakers on defense. Both of them do. I think both of these are playoffs. They could meet again in the playoffs. I like both these teams a lot.
Yeah, I really like San Diego's coach, Staley.
Mm-hmm.
I really like him. Just like seeing some of the things that he's been saying, just how he approaches it. Just another super young coach in that city. So it's Sean McVay, it's him. Both those guys sharing the same building. I just feel like, you know, the Chargers are so disrespected in every way, shape, and form. They're basically the football version, the basketball version of the Clippers. That's who mm-hmm. they are, like in mm-hmm. that city. They have a home game, and then the other team buys more tickets, and they scream, and it's always like you're on the road. So I'm gonna stick with the Chargers, man. I'm going to ride this one out.
You want to hear a very flawed stat? Passing yards through their first 50 NFL games. Peyton Manning, 12,939. Baker Mayfield is next at 12,050.
Wow. Yeah, a monster rookie
followed
year.
By yeah. Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Brett Favre, and Drew Brees.
Good list.
Which of these does not look like Baker. The other?
Yeah, you're right, Christian. The Rams get all the celebrities.
Right.
And then
Chargers get nobody.
Right.
They get Frankie Muniz and Penny Marshall.
Right. And Rob Kardashian.
Yeah. Or Kim McCourtney. Yeah, right. Well, Kim, not hot Kardashian. Well,
the Clippers right. get Billy Crystal.
Right, well, Kim and Courtney are going to the Rams games. The brothers going to the Chargers game. Like, seriously? This is who we get?
Chicago is at the Las Vegas Raiders. We touched on a little bit earlier some of the comments that have been unearthed by John Gruden. The Raiders are 5.5-point favorites against these Chicago Bears. And here is Justin Fields, who is now the starter of the Bears.
You just have to understand that, you know, there's going to be mistakes made. You just have to learn from those mistakes and try to not make those mistakes twice. So, you know, every snap I get, I'm going to, you know, see what I could have done better and see what I need to work on and just keep improving.
Waiting for him to light the world on fire.
Yeah, well, that ain't going to happen. Have you seen his head coach?
Yeah, not great. One of six rookie quarterbacks starting today.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Didn't take long. And all five of the first rounders and Davis Mills.
Yeah, if you add that with the second year rookie quarterbacks, I mean, there's a lot of guys who are like 24 and under.
A lot of young guns out there. Yep. For you, you weren't here for our John Gruden discussion. Do you think that'll affect the Raiders?
Yeah, this is one of two games I think that are ultimately going to affect the team. I feel like this is like one of these games where F you. I ain't even trying. Mm. Like, honest to God, like, I feel like there needs to, I heard Wiggy talking about, you know, looking at him slant eyes. Totally. They're looking at him sideways, I think is what you said.
Wiggy. Yeah, looking at him sideways.
100%. Now, he may get a pass, though, because he's kind of odd anyways. And he kind of has a reputation for just being just, I don't know, odd. And saying odd things. And he, almost like Charles Barkley-esque. Like, he gets a pass. So, but even that, it's going to be hard for me to be like to give him 100% to a guy that's just talking like that and acting like nobody's listening.
One of the other games of the day, or at least it would be a bigger game if there weren't bigger games out there, would be the 2-2 San Francisco 49ers at the 4-0 Arizona Cardinals. And we mentioned the rookie quarterbacks. Of course, Trey Lance is going to make his first NFL start for San Francisco. J.J. Watt is an Arizona Cardinal, and he likes it there.
Obviously, you'd like to have the big numbers and the flashy plays, but it's all about winning, and that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to win. We're 4-0, so whatever it takes, obviously, they'll come. I mean, they come in bunches in this league.
Arizona, by the way, a 5-point favorite in this one against the Niners.
Still looking for his first sack of the year, and I know they're 4-0, but J.J. Watt went to Arizona for the winning? Is that what he's trying to tell us? He went there to win, not for the numbers? Or was it maybe because of they were the team that was going to pay you the most money? Because Arizona at the time was a non-playoff team.
Right.
We heard rumors about, oh, Green Bay wanted him, Pittsburgh wanted him, all these other teams wanted him. And he went to Arizona, and now he's like, it's all about the wins. Stop.
Arizona's legit with that boy Kyler Murray back there.
I like
man.
Arizona.
Kyler Murray's very good, by the way. but I think a part of the reason J.J. Watt was there was because they were a little nervous that Chandler Jones might have flaked on him.
And he didn't want to play there.
He didn't wait.
And he had 10 sacks in the first game. And all of a sudden, the team's playing pretty well. Right. But that's a tough team. And Murray now has more than one guy to throw to, too. It's not just DeAndre
Hopkins.
That's
how they go. It ain't J.J. Watt. Let's be honest.
No, it's got nothing to do with it.
J.J. Watt's on the back nine.
But Trey Lance, I'm excited for this game to see what Trey Lance can do. Yes.
I am, too.
This was going to be my letdown game, Keith.
For who?
It was going to be my letdown game. Yeah, it's like a domino effect. Okay. Yeah, for Arizona.
Wow.
But then, so George Kittle, I don't think is playing.
Nope. He's out.
Trey Lance is going to play.
Yes.
Based on that, like I'm like, okay, maybe I don't have one this week. So
no,
I'm not going to believe it.
Yeah,
I'm not trusting it.
Your best player and Kittle's not playing. And talk about somebody who's kind of had. We thought Kyle Pitts was having a bad year.
Yeah, Kittle's doing nothing.
He's doing nothing.
And
that's why
Niners
always,
team just came off a year where everybody was hurt, and now everybody's getting hurt again this year.
I'm so happy I got Darren Waller in fantasy because you got to in fantasy you also got to try to find teams where their defenses aren't great and they got to keep throwing the ball too.
That's why I always said Travis Kelce. I would take Travis Kelce over George Kittle any day of the week.
All right.
You mean in fantasy?
No, in real life.
Oh, in real life.
What if you're in a fight?
Because he plays.
Yeah,
in a fight, it's like
then who would you want?
cage match.
I've never seen Kittle fight.
You would never want Kelsey. He,
I don't think
he's too worried about
ever,
his pants
ripped.
He's
never been in a fight.
My pants ripped.
Never
Stop
be
it.
In a fight. It's not for
Doesn't
him.
He have like a... he might be fighting his brother, so maybe... Isn't he from
yeah,
like...
George Kittle's psychotic.
Is he?
You look in his eyes and tell. He wants to be like a pro wrestler when he's done. He's a little different. Is there any other game on the schedule that interests you boys? Like,
yes.
Oh, what is it?
Yes, I tell you why. Titans or Jags?
Oh, that should be a good game.
No,
you know why?
Is it
why?
Because of the Urban Meyer fallout,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, is this... So Titans minus 4.5, okay?
Yeah.
Man, this has got to be an unbelievable debacle. I don't think anybody likes Urban Meyer. I think he's some hoity-toity, you know, successful college coach that rolls into a pro locker with a locker room with grown men with kids and families and have just as much money as he does and played in college and were awesome in college. And he probably said, they're probably like, dude, shut up. Like, you're such a dope. Like, there's no way these guys respect him. Zero. Forget about what he did with his wife in that bar. Who cares?
That wasn't his wife.
I know, yeah, this whatever the girl was, yeah. I don't believe it. I think they get just completely housed today.
And Tennessee is bouncing back off of losing to the Jets, so you know Vrabel's going to have them all ticked off.
AJ Brown
ready to
go. Julio Jones, they're playing, right?
That's a good question.
Does Vrabel have pity on his former head coach
Brown
when he was an assistant?
Oh, that's right, out at Ohio State.
Julio out, Brown in.
Okay. Yeah, you know, Jacksonville's a joke. I'm
saying 21 points.
Foyer on
21
big
points.
Blow. Yeah, I like the Titans.
Jacksonville's
a joke. By the way, boys, quickly, have Foyer or Wiggy, have you heard the Urban Meyer parody song that is out there after this week?
I heard he was just showing Trevor Lawrence how to get on the center.
Oh, well, check. Here you go, Wiggy.
All right. Shelly came in and she called me red-handed, grinding down a 20-year-old. We were both drunk, wasted, dancing on the Applebee's floor. How could I forget that I was coaching a football team? All this time I was sitting there, she never took her ass off me.
I look in the control woman's eyes with a finger.
There we go. It gave people a little flavor of that.
I just don't get, like, what he's... And I heard he's getting, like, 12 or 13 million a year.
Not quite. I think it's 9.5.
All right, 9.5?
Yeah, I think so.
Like, dude, what are you thinking? Like, does he not like?
Well, I add alcohol on a 21-year-old.
But
I don't even figure it out.
He didn't come back on the plane.
But I don't even care if you add alcohol.
Well, there you go. That's it. Is it a big deal that he didn't fly back with the team?
That's
Wiggs?
It, Wiggs.
Yeah,
screw what he did at the bar.
I don't care about.
Give me a coach that hasn't done that.
I don't care what he's doing at the bar. I'm just like, dude. Like, what is you thinking in the sense when you're at the bar? The more football side of it is, yes, not coming back on the plane. It's like, really, you don't have to fly back?
Are you freaking kidding me? Oh,
I don't want
to
fly back.
Clear my head. When, can I clear my head on a Thursday at 2?
Right.
Because I just feel like it?
Right.
This guy. No, that's unbelievable. What a dope.
But if a player asked, I don't want to fly back with the team, would he let a player do it?
No. He'd be like, oh, you're not answering. I'd be like, coach, can I clear my head every Wednesday and Thursday? I'll show up on Friday.
Well, they don't test for weed anymore, so you can mind erase all you want now.
No, every Wednesday and Thursday, I want to clear my head.
He wants out of this job so bad.
Oh, man. What?
Did you guys hear the voicemail he left his wife?
Hello there, you're under. I wanna say I'm sorry for the things I've done, and I try and be stronger in this life I chose. But I want you to know.
All right, there's a little sample.
Can someone send that to me, please?
Great voice.
Please send that to me.
Urban Meyer has a really good voice.
Yeah, he does.
He probably shouldn't be coaching. He should be singing.
He also,
no way.
He started his press conference Wednesday with this.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm getting cooked.
What a joke. I know. See,
oh my God.
If I was on that team, I had already lost respect for him when he signed Tebow.
I want to say one thing to the American people. I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
All right, Herb. You got a game to coach, Herb.
Oh, he's such a joke, man. He should have just stayed in college, man.
We will get to
probably going back.
Yeah.
We will get to degeneration bets coming up in mere moments and our BetQL Patriots betting preview right now. Here's Shime ready to trend.
That door I closed, in your honor, I'm sorry, 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 sorry. To my mother, I'm sorry, 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 sorry.
The best off-season Patriots coverage can be found here. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by Budweiser, the major league beer. Enjoy responsibly. Must be 21 plus. Red Sox Rays, game three of the ALDS this afternoon. Series currently tied at one game apiece. First pitch 4:07. Pre-game 3:07. You can catch all the action right here on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. And today's Red Sox playoff game on WEEI is presented by the all-new WinBet Sports Bar at Encore Boston Harbor, the perfect spot to watch any game. Today, before Game 3, you can watch WEEI's live BP baseball show with Rob Bradford and Steve Peralt from 1 to 3 p.m. at Cask and Flagon on the corner of Lansdowne and Brookline Ave, brought to you by Budweiser, the major league beer. The Patriots take on the Houston Texans today. Kickoff for that game is at 1. Well, the Patriots will be facing some offensive line issues as they have four starting linemen out this week against the Texans. And the Celtics beat the Raptors 113-111 in preseason action yesterday. I'm Chris Scheim. That's It's Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
We will give you our picks with Degeneration Bets next.
NFL Sunday.
We're right back to it with Fourier, Wiggy, Gresh, and Keefe
on WEEI.
We will get to all the bets coming up and some of the good and bad performances on this show in terms of making picks, but right now, here is Lucy Burge from BetQL and your Patriots betting preview.
The New England Patriots and Houston Texans will face off at NRG Stadium. Here is all the betting info you need ahead of this one, brought to you by BetQL. 99% of sharp better money is on the Patriots money line. Mac Jones over 1.5 passing touchdowns at -115 is a prop bet to consider here, as is Damian Harris under 69.5 rushing yards. Also consider this on the money line. Bill Belichick is 36-11 in a road game where the total is between 35.5 points and 42 points while coaching in New England.
All right, so there we go. And the Patriots line has moved. At one point, it was 9. I know right now on DraftKings, it's Patriots -7.5. At Sportsbook Rhode Island, it is Patriots -8. So books are reacting to some of the inactives, and we will pick the Patriots game coming up. But let's update everybody on where the records are at overall. Jermaine Wiggins.
I'm bringing in the rear.
You are 0-3 last week, friend, and now 3-9 on the season. Keith, you wore the collar. You wore the collar last week as well, and are at 5-7. Yep. Foyer and I both went 2-1. We are kind of leading the way of this group, I guess you would say, at 7-5 on the season.
Big week ahead here. Undefeated week.
Here we go. The Miami Dolphins +11 at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Wiggy, you get to go first.
Why am I always going first when I'm in last place?
You're not going to go last? Fine, you can go last.
Fine, you can go last.
I'll go first.
Go ahead.
Bucs are going to blow doors. Tom Brady is going to take out the rage that the offense had from last week, the frustration they had scoring under 20 points. He's going to dominate his former backup, Jacoby Brissett, and a Miami Dolphins team, which really isn't very good. So give me the Bucs and all those laying all those points.
Foyer.
Okay, I'll go first. So we're basically going to take the opposite of all of us. I'm going to take the Bucs also. I don't feel really good about it, though, Keith. I think you feel a little bit better about it. Because I keep going, okay, they can't really run the ball on this team. But they got some. The Dolphins got some pretty good weapons. And they still have no corners. So even if they, you know, a late, you know, junk touchdown at the end to kind of bring it within that range kind of makes me nervous. And there's no hook on this. So if Ty goes to who? What are we going to do?
Be a push.
Damn it.
All right.
I'm with you. I'm going Bucs.
Wiggs, you want to go or you want to wait for my pick too?
Is Gronk's out?
Gronk's out.
Gronk's out for a couple weeks.
Dean and JPP are in.
different story now.
Wow. Yeah, just change the game.
Like you should. You got to pick your opposites. You know, we gave you carefully.
The,
Wiggs.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Bucks on this one.
We
as
gave
well.
You the games ahead of time. It really, yeah, it's not a hey, decide right now.
That's right.
It's just tell us what your
well,
pick
I'm
is
in the
and
moment.
What.
I'm
just
in the
found
moment.
Out you're in the
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Moment. Just found out that Tennessee lost. So.
Yeah, I'm in the moment.
You
so.
Just learned about Shaq Mason being out.
I like to go right up until the last minute before I decide Got which it. Way I'm going to lean. I'm Gresh. Going Bucks.
I'm going Tampa minus the 11 because oh I do think that Brian Flores will say, hey, I think I can do what Belichick did last week. And Tom Brady will be like, cannot. Yeah, I'm ready for it now. Yeah. And
it ain't pouring rain out here.
Well, and right. and offensively... The Dolphins are lost, and they got Jacoby Brissett in there as well.
There's
so,
nothing there.
Yep, Buffalo +2.5 at Kansas City. Fourier, why don't you lead the way on this one?
Oh, I hate this game. I hate this game. I hate the close ones. I hate it.
I hate
but
that
I'm gonna
game.
Go. So
I hate that game.
I don't like this one. I don't like the spread. So I'm gonna go because I believe in the Buffalo Bills. So do I stick with my gut? Confirming that they're the next best team in the AFC. Like, there's the team. So I'm going to stick with it. You know what proved? I was right last week by sticking with my my letdown game. So I'm going to go with Buffalo Bills.
Keith?
I'm going with the Buffalo Bills as well. I think that Kansas City defense is just so bad that even if this one turns into a shootout, I like the Buffalo Bills. I think right now they're the better overall team. They had that weird hiccup week one against the Steelers, but since then they have been rolling. So I could see them winning outright, and the fact that I'm getting the 2.5 points, I feel great about it.
I'm with you. I like Buffalo plus the points here, and even if Kansas City finds a way to win the game, are they going to win it by much? And you're getting 2.5? I think it's stealing. Wiggs, you want to go Oppo?
Yeah, I'm going Oppo.
This is when you go Oppo, Wiggs. This is when you go Oppo.
He fell right into the trap.
Even though the Kansas City Chiefs have been letting me down for like the past 2 or 3 weeks every time I picked them.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I'm going to go with the Kansas
You're
City
right.
Chiefs.
I like the way Keith said that. Taking the cheese there is Wiggy. And we're going to settle on New England -8
okay.
at Houston. I'll lead the way on this one. Boy, I just...
you don't like this one either.
No, I wouldn't bet this game. There's no question about
that's
that.
Really tough.
You know, I'm tempted to take the points here because it's a lot. But Houston just seems like a disaster. And I keep coming back to this. Bill Belichick, David Culley. Bill Belichick, David Culley.
Davis Mills, too.
Davis Mills.
Both of them. Rookie quarterback, and you have the rookie head coach.
I got to lay the eight and go with the Patriots. Keith, what do you have?
It's just, it's a lot of points.
It's a game you don't want to bet.
No, I wouldn't bet it. I wouldn't bet it with real money. I just think that a home dog that big, I'm going to take. Give me Houston plus eight. We're going to talk to Ben Volen coming up about what the starting offensive line combination might be. Mm-hmm. And that is going to be, that's pretty ugly. So with all the injuries, oh, by the way, Jalen Mills is out as well. We haven't even talked about that. He's been their number two corner this year. It was pretty good against Tampa. So that's a ton of points. I fully expect the Patriots to win, but it's going to be ugly and low scoring. So give me Houston plus eight.
Foyer.
Yeah, you know what? I was just trying to find a comp for this game, and the only one I could think of was the Patriots versus the Jets on the road. Week two, the Patriots won 25-6. They got four turnovers. It was really easy. And I would say Zach Wilson is probably better than Davis Mills, but who the hell knows on a given day? But with the offensive line and all the injuries, I think it's going to be a challenge, guys. So I'm taking Houston also.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. I think when you look at this game, that's too many points.
Oh, points.
And you got basically four of your five starters are out on the offensive line.
Yes.
And you're already at issue scoring points anyways. And if your defense comes to play, it's going to limit them. I think this is a low, low scoring game. So, yeah, give me Houston and the points.
It's one of the lowest totals as well. Actually, I think I'm going to move, Gresh. It might be the lowest
38.5 or 39.5 right now.
Broncos-Steelers is another real low total as well. So, but
I got 39 on the on the Patriots-Texans right now.
That is low. They are not predicting a lot of points in this one. Yeah. I would have to agree.
And Denver and Pittsburgh, 39.5. Okay. So they're all in all the books are pretty much in the same neighborhood. So, let me look at this here. So we got everybody is on Tampa. Mm-hmm. Everybody but Wiggy is on Buffalo. And everybody but me is on Houston.
Ooh,
so
something's got to give.
That's right. Something does have to give. There is your degeneration bets. And now I know that Lucy had mentioned in the BetQL betting preview some of the props for today's game as well.
Yeah, Mac Jones, 1.5 touchdowns over under.
Okay. Damian Harris total rushing yards. First of all,
he's killing us.
Can you guess what the line is at? Now, let me just give you some perspective.
69.5.
I have 71.5 on the Sportsbook Rhode Island app.
Had a different
total. They also have Mark Ingram at 30.5 in terms of rushing yards against this Patriots defense. That just goes to show what the books really think about what kind of offense.
So what is it for Harris?
Over under 71.5, according to Sportsbook Rhode Island. But if you shop around, you might get a better number.
So don't you think today is going to be a Stevenson day, too? So maybe they'll share carries?
Yeah.
And they're still not very good at running the ball, so it's even worse now. So
I'll take the
shared
under.
Carries under, 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 under.
How about this name? How about this blast from the past? David Johnson, who is still playing for the Texans.
Yeah, that's what they got for DeAndre Hopkins.
That's right. And a pick, I think.
Yeah, they got a second rounder.
I saw that name on their scouting report, and I actually thought it was a misprint.
Nope, David Johnson.
I thought it was an old one.
He wasn't terrible last year. He had his moments.
No, I know, but it's just, geez, he's still playing. Yeah.
Total rushing and receiving yards for David Johnson, 43.5 today.
I'm going to go under that.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think Houston moved the ball all that well.
Sorry, I stepped on this one.
Sorry,
I can't believe this is what we're doing. David freaking Johnson.
Yep.
David Johnson. Holy cow.
Damn straight. This is what happens here.
Philip Lindsay. How about that one?
Oh, there you go.
That's the one I would pay attention to. Well, he's just so fast. Ingram's slow now. Philip Lindsay's still got a bunch of speed.
Lindsay? Does he get many carries there, though?
No, not really. No. Hunter Henry, over under 29.5. Jonnu Smith, over under, is at 25.5. For those of you
under on Smith
who are so inclined.
Over on both.
We will go to Houston to talk to Ben Volen. What's the O-line combination look like? He'll tell us next.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And
watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
To NFL Sunday
with Fourier, Wiggy, Gresh, and Keith on WEEI.
Time for us to head to Houston because there are some questions that need to be answered. Like, who's going to be the offensive line group? Joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline, Ben Volen of the Boston Globe, who is at NRG Stadium. And Ben, let's get right to it. What was the offensive line combination in warmups for the Patriots today?
It was a bunch of guys that maybe not everyone's heard of. It looks like Yadni Kajust will be making his NFL debut today after 2 years on the injury list. And I believe he's going to be at left tackle, though he did take some snaps on the right side as well. This might be one of those days where there's a lot of shuffling going on throughout the game. But Yadni Kajust at left tackle. James Ferentz, the longtime veteran on the practice squad, at left guard. David Andrews, we all know, at center. Ted Karras is at right guard. And then right tackle is Justin Herron. So four out of five starters missing today on the line. Mac Jones better get the ball out of his hands pretty quickly.
Anything else jump out to you during warmups? I know Jamie Collins is active and will be making his season debut.
Jamie Collins will be making his debut. Ramondre Stevenson is back. J.J. Taylor is now in the doghouse after the fumbles. We'll see if Stevenson or, you know, can get any run on third down or if it's still Brandon Bolden. The biggest thing that I noticed here is that this big reunion game with all the Patriots is kind of a dud. Marcus Cannon went on IR. Danny Amendola is inactive today. Rex Burkhead inactive. So fortunately for the Patriots, they are playing a team that is just as shorthanded as they are, if not more so, because they're also starting their, I guess you could call them their third-string quarterback if you consider Deshaun Watson as well. So the Patriots, I guess they picked the right opponent to be very shorthanded on offense today.
Well, for me, Ben, I always ask this question when somebody's down there. Who had the best warm-up cleats?
I have no idea. I was not paying attention to their – it was all about the reunion. Who was Nick Castario hugging? Who's Robert Kraft hugging? Does Jack Easterby get any hugs? I'm not sure he did today. So, this is all about the reunions. And frankly, this is a bring your own energy kind of game. After last week with the Bucks, it's going to be a lot harder to bring the energy for a noon kickoff in this game against the Texans today.
So, have you been monitoring the kicking situation?
Yeah, and
if the Patriots
Bailey,
need a 56-yarder, will they be able to make it? Yeah, and Jake Bailey, is he keeping them in bounds?
So Jake Bailey hit a 60-yard field goal in warmups, and so I do wonder if they have another long one today. Do they let him have a crack at it? Nick Folk had the distance. He had the leg on the 56-yarder. It was just raining and a waterlogged ball, and the ball drifted. The conditions will certainly be a lot better today under the dome on the nice turf, 72 degrees inside the stadium here. So Folk at least had the leg last week, but the conditions were certainly difficult for that kick.
Ben, is there any sign of Deshaun Watson's existence in the stadium or in the city of Houston? Like, I would assume in normal years there'd be posters of Watson and stuff like that around. Is there, like, any sign that guy's even around?
Not here on game day. I know, you know, for contractual reasons, he's been showing up to the Texans facility every day. And I think he does strength and conditioning and workouts while the team is practicing. And he just shows up and he has to do the minimum required just because of, you know, his contract to satisfy his contract. But I don't believe he's here today. And the Texans clearly have moved on from him. And everyone is resigned to the fact that he's no longer going to be a Texan. And it's only a matter of when, not if. And I've always believed that he's going to be traded after the season because I think Nick Casario needs to be patient and make sure he gets the right value for Deshaun Watson. That said, the Miami Dolphins quarterback situation has been so bad here the last few weeks. I get the feeling that if they lose another game today to the Bucs, that they might get really desperate and give Casario what he wants. So it's only a matter of time before Deshaun Watson gets traded. Definitely the Houston Texans have moved on without him.
Ben Volen of the Boston Globe, thanks for the update, Ben. We appreciate it.
All right, boys, enjoy.
All right, there we go. Ben Volen joins Marloni and Fourier every week here on the WEEI Sports Radio Network. Yadni Kajusta, left tackle, Wiggs. What do you think?
You know what? The left tackle situation, I've kind of like, you know, I basically look at their O-line. They were in shambles before guys got hurt, so I don't expect much. The thing that I took away from Ben Volen saying is this is a bring-your-own-energy game. Whew.
Yeah.
That's going to be tough. I want to see how the Patriots are able to perform. They're going to need some type of big plays early in this game to get things going, because if not, it's one of those letting the Texans hang around.
I would also guess that the starting offensive line won't be the offensive line that ends the game.
No.
There's going to be a lot of jumbling around. That five isn't going to be the five all game.
All those clowns getting out of the car. Hey, yeah. When you guys are in high school, did you ever like pull up to a red light and then everybody get out of the car and change positions?
Oh, yeah. The old fire drill?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, the old fire drill?
Yeah, no.
I never did that.
No. Largos don't get – Largos don't leave the car.
That's what makes it funny, though, Crash.
Well, you see, if you're riding shotgun early, when you say, hey, I got shotgun, you don't have to get out because
this is my seat.
That's the best seat to be
in. I fought over this. I got it.
That's the best seat.
I'm not Bo and Luke duking it across the front of a car. Time, huh?
Especially if you're only in a two-door. Now you're stuck in the back.
Can you put the seat up?
Nope.
That's a mess.
Should have got here earlier.
NFL Sunday sponsored by Ketch's Law Group, where you pay nothing unless they win at ketcheslaw.com. Zuti, build any app your company needs in a week. Visit zuti.com for details. The New England Recovery Center in Westboro, Mass., and your New England Kubota tractor dealers.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.